All right, welcome everybody. This is a Children's Sanctuary call, and it's September 28th, 2023. And today we're going to work directly with the collective consciousness of the children and all the supports that they have within the consciousness that they hang out in, so that we can realize, recognize, reset more according to their standards, according to their knowings. And yeah, so let's just see where this goes. I have a feeling that this energy is coming in this way, especially right towards the end of September, because usually those last 3 months, if you've been with me for any length of time, you know that we very often talk about those last 3 months of any year being kind of literally a dumping of old information so that we step into the new year with everything that we actually have available to us. And the kids just have that front and center today. So as we're resetting, reorganizing, as we're moving into that energy of reset, recognize, realize, I mean, literally, like realizing, what is it that we are in truth? What is it that is available to us beyond, you might say, the body, the perception of our identities, all of that. It's just coming in really strong. So let's see where we go today. And yeah. All right. So let's start here. So as we call in, we're going to call in the collective consciousness of the children. We're going to call in the collective consciousness of our own inner children, all of those aspects of ourselves, you might say, that didn't forget who they were in truth. Not only didn't forget who they were in truth, but chose to stay connected to, aligned with, in association with what they are in truth. Versus kind of being imprinted, you might say, by separation energy. So we're calling in the collective consciousness of the children, but we're also going to go ahead and call in the collective that supports this collective consciousness of the children, all of those energies, all of those states of consciousness, all of those realities that humanity is attempting to evolve into, or not so much. Hold on a second. Not so much evolve into, but to recognize that that is what we are in truth. Yep, to recognize beyond what is simply the perceived condition of separation that pretty much up to these moments has gone hand in hand with the human condition. It's almost like separation has been the human condition. And we're resetting, realizing, recognizing what we are in truth and the collective consciousness of the children and those that support them are right here, right now, to help solidify, you might say, that awareness. Yeah. Okay. So we're calling in all of that information, all of that consciousness. There we go. And as we call in all of that information, that consciousness, you might say, there's like a pause. It's almost like, I think this is the energy of reset. It's like a pause before a reset. And And very often in our human condition, especially the human condition when it's deeply vested in separation energy, to pause even for a moment can be an anxiety-provoking experience. And so, so the way this is being shown right now is a lot of the increase in anxiety, stress, overwhelm that has been playing out, you know, as humanity kind of moves into this tipping point of remembering the greater truth of who they are, and remembering what the children already know, you might say, that there's a that increased anxiety, stress is just the increase, you might say, or it's the getting closer to that tipping point. So nothing's broken, nothing's wrong. We're simply getting closer and closer and closer to that tipping point. And as we do, that separation energy goes into, or can go into, some aspects of fight, flight, freeze. A lot of the kids right now, either within us or around us, are reflecting back that level of anxiety. Yeah. It's just not who we are in truth. And it's not who they are in truth. It's just a reflection of the separation energy that is being reset in this deep pause, this deep, 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 just move right into that energy of pause, stillness, no thought, right? Here we go. There we go. And right in that space, all of this energy kind of comes to the forefront, especially through the heart. So anything that's in the heart that is separation energy, anything in the heart that is in fear, worry, and concern regarding kind of getting to this tipping point, or being this tipping point, realizing that greater state of truth, you might say. Let's go ahead and pull all of that information from the heart space. Pull it from our inner children, pull it from the children, supported by the collective consciousness. There we go. Pull it all into a sphere, place that right out in front of us. Oh, here we go. Okay, so big blue star there. Spin that whole field to clear. Spin it to clear. Compress and condense that clear sphere into that blue star. Returning that blue star to before there was this pronounced energy of separation and imploded into billions of frequencies of light. Okay, there's all this information that is attempting to rush in. And rush in, you might say, be remembered. It's almost like all of this information, as we're clearing that heart space of separation energy, all the information that the collective consciousness of the children, all the information that they hold in those other worlds and other realms and other realities, it's almost like that there's a big flood of that information coming right down into our human neurology, biology, psychology. It literally looks like a wave, like a flush of information de quiero con Amenjinju. And again, we can be in resistance to that flood of information coming through, or we can just simply allow that flood of information to flush out what no longer serves. Yeah. I've got a lot of options here. It's almost like we can stand there as the, we can stand there in our capacity to let this wave move through us. We can become the wave, you might say. And let that kind of move us to another realization of who and what we are in truth. Or we can resist that wave and feel a little plummeted, feel a little beaten up by it. Yeah. And all the ways in which our separation energy or our conditioning might still be of the assumption that to resist that wave, that greater wave of truth, anywhere where that energy might be still persistent, or believe that that is the, it's like that's the choice that's been made in separation energy, and it's almost like, well, that's the choice that's been made, so that's the choice that's going to continue to be made. And just because it's always been made within our own human experience and or within the collective human experience does not mean that it's it does not mean that that is the choice that needs to be made in this moment. The collective consciousness of the children are really supporting us in that, as are all the higher states of our consciousness. We can literally make a new choice right here, right now. And that choice is beyond that separation. There we go, beyond that separation energy. There we go. There we go. Okay. So, and again, for some, it's almost like you just became the wave. For others, it's almost as if that wave simply moved through the form, and whatever no longer supports that form moving into higher states of its own consciousness, that's being flushed out, you might say. So, whatever's flushing out, let's go ahead and place that in a sphere. Blue star that. Spin it to clear. It's just flushing out. Again, there's no reason to analyze it, notice it really in any way other than it's just a movement of energy from something that was held in form to something that no longer needs to be held in form. It no longer needs to inform the physical human experience. Add to the Kyoko and Jinjuism, we'll blue star that, spin it to clear. Compress and condense that clear sphere back into that blue star. And we'll return that to before it was ever created. So what's really interesting is watching the collective consciousness of the children finding a place to align with form, finding, witnessing or noticing that what the children within us have always known to be true is now finding a way of aligning with form. So much of the dysregulation, so much of the anxiety and the stress and the overwhelm that the kids might show us on any given day has really, you might say, been a reflection of humanity's collective resistance to programming of separation energy, so that somehow form and the source that we are and the form that we are were somehow, you know, perceived as separate for eons of time. And the kids were kind of showing us that how we all get dysregulated when we're in separation. And so as we kind of become that wave of energy, become that, the way you're saying it to me is, as we become that source energy flowing through as a physical body, a human form, a human experience, as we release the resistance to that flow, allowing it to take us where it will, so that our will is aligned with that will, the dysregulation of our own bodies, the dysregulation of the kids' bodies, begins to lessen, soften. There we go. Okay. So, okay, we're resetting, we're realizing, we're recognizing that there is no separation between what we are in truth and this human experience. They don't have to be separate. I think the kids have been attempting to show us this since they started showing up in mass. Okay, so this is going in all kinds of interesting directions, so I'm just going to share what you're showing me. So if you guys are familiar with the tarot, the Rider-Waite deck in the tarot, there's a card called the Wheel of Fortune. And the collective consciousness of the children and the consciousness, the unity consciousness that supports them, is kind of showing me like this Wheel of Fortune. It's like the turning of that Wheel of Fortune, the turning of reality, you might say, from what it was to what it can be now. And there's a lot of different energies that are colliding here. So you can say that this is a timing. It's just simply available. But there's definitely a shift or a change. That wheel is turning. It's like it's resetting, it's remembering, it's recognizing what is possible now. What is possible now? Here we go. Okay, as that kind of, that image of that Wheel of Fortune kind of turns, it literally also looks like there is a releasing of, a spinning out from everywhere where the cellular memory, the biology, psychology, neurology holds the energetic template of separation, because that's what was needed, that's what was required. You know, in lifetimes past, it's almost like that Wheel of Fortune is also spinning out that separation energy that no longer serves. And then you could get separation energy, resistance energy, how that dysregulates our human experience sometimes, or it can feel like we're dysregulated in that human experience. Again, that's not, that dysregulation is not a wrongness within us. Those challenges that occur, not a wrongness within us, just an indication that we're rubbing up against under the get new opportunities. Rubbing up against a more unified state of being. And the human mind perceives it as separation, and so projects separation. Ironically, it's, I think maybe that, maybe, I don't know the answer to this question, but maybe that's why so many of the kids on the spectrum are perceived as dysregulated in their reflection of their capacity to be present to who they are in truth and reflect back to us how maybe up into these moments we've been more separated from that truth than they have been. So again, all this energy that's moving from the neurology, biology, psychology, it almost looks like a spiral coming out from the heart space, moving through all the different fields, neurological, biological, psychological, moving that energy out and away from it's like moving that energy out and away from an identification of self as separate. It's just like we're just moving. It's like waves of energy, spirals of energy going from the center, from what has been a core identity, to just loosening that all up and moving it out, moving it out. There we go. Move it out. Yeah, as we move that energy out, as the kids are moving that out, it's like that energy of unity, that energy of what we are in truth takes its place. Separation energy moving out, unity energy moving in. Yeah. And just like a spiral that spins out while somebody else, well, something else is spinning in, right? Or a different perceptual reality is spinning in. You can imagine that that energy is a little, the way you're showing it to me is a little hypnotic. Yep, we've been hypnotized into separation energy. And not that that was a negative necessarily, it's simply what was required as part of human evolution, human remembering, as part of our journey back to what we've always been. We were kind of hypnotized into this separation energy. And that's being reset here. Back to what's always been, which is that unified field. Yet the quiero que man jinjua santri como yusim. Okay, so anything that's being dislodged from the neurology, biology, psychology, that's kind of spinning out and around within your totality, let's go ahead and collect up all of that energy, that separation energy. Thank it, appreciate it. Bless it for the grace that it's been, for the desire that it created. It's almost like that's what kind of called in so many of the kids in these newer populations, you know. It's almost like calling in a higher dimensional reality of ourselves, a unified reality of ourselves. There we go. We'll blue star that sphere. Spin it to clear. Compress and condense that clear sphere into that blue star. And we're going to return that to before it was ever created, before it was ever created as a separation. Yeah, the within us. Outside of us, perceived in whatever way, right? Perceived in whatever way it's perceived, it's all perception. The perception that is moving in, you might say, is a perception of that unified field where dysregulation is minimized because there's no pushing against, there's no fighting against what we are in truth. Yeah. Okay. So the way you're showing it to me right now is like the kids have literally just have been reflectors of that collective energy of separation. Yep. Where collective humanity had been dysregulated through that separation energy, a lot of this population was reflecting back that dysregulation, the things are shifting here, things are shifting now. They're settling into place. Letting that unified field really take hold within the core of our own being. And again, we always have the opportunity to access whatever we want to access in any given moment. We're just simply shifting right now. It's always a both and. And we are simply shifting now. The perception, the focal point, is no longer that separation energy. The focal point is at the core of our being is that unified field, that unity energy. And so again, with that at the core, the focal point, energy starts to unify around that, right? It's almost like that's what begins to spiral out from the core. Therefore, those fields of information, neurological, biological, psychological, begin to reflect back to us a unified state that broadcast out into our worlds. And we get the reflection back of unified states. that field of energy, you might say, creates a certain level of coherence that my guess is the children will extremely appreciate. Yeah, that that gekoku yonjin jinjuism, right? As they're standing in a field, a unified, coherent field. Think about this, the way you're showing it to me is like, think about this energy as we're reorienting all this, that energy going from the core of who we are out to the worlds around us, you might say. All those worlds around us kind of building on each other. And then everybody that exists in these worlds, in our worlds, being able to reorient or re-regulate around that new field. It's like from the in to the out, and then the out to the in, from the one to the all, and the all to the one. Literally creating a unified field. Yeah, Jordan, Adri. Hold on just a second. Here we go. All right, it's almost like it's almost like being in the kids' space, the consciousness that the and letting that consciousness, letting that unified space that has been really hard to be while being in a space of separation. It's like as these are two becoming the same space. I'm seeing so many of the kids kind of perk up, like they're reorienting, or it's almost like it's almost like two different atmospheres. You put somebody in an atmosphere that doesn't serve them, they might feel like they are having a really hard time surviving in that atmosphere that doesn't. But if you start pumping in the right atmosphere, right, all of a sudden there's a level of regulation, there's a capacity that was always there, but not under those old separation circumstances. And also for those who have been, the ways in which we've all been comfortable in our atmosphere, you might say, of separation energy, we have moved and shifted enough of that separation energy that we can now acclimate with greater ease to that atmosphere of unity, right? That energetic field of unity. Oh, I just had a big aha. So for some, especially recently, some of you may have felt like you were going backwards instead of, or that things were becoming more separate instead of less. the way you're showing it to me is that energy again. It's like, is that separation energy, even if that separation energy was minute, you know, in the field of our totality, when it starts literally merging with that unified energy, it could feel like separation. It could feel like resistance. Could feel like all kinds of things. And as we shifted all of that separation energy out, it's almost like the fields of our biology, psychology, neurology could come into, literally come into unity with unity, come into union with unity. This is giving new meaning, at least to me, when the collective consciousness of the kids used to say, we'll meet you in the space in between, right? That space in between them, you know, being able to be in this, a unified, them being able to be, a unified field, being able to be here, and thus them being able to be more present here. Us being able to create a unified field or create from that unified field and be more present in that field, whatever that space is, where that Visicus Pisces, where those two spheres of reality overlap. And as the energy of the collective consciousness of the kids filter into that space, and the collective consciousness of those of us who have played in separation energy and are now moving into that unity energy, you can see that as we're feeding it from both sides, you might say, kind of having to use linear language to explain something that's not linear at all, but to add our energy from both angles, you might say, it's literally opening up that center. It's that unified field becomes predominant and pushes out all the other energy that was held in separation. And that's exactly what looks like is happening as we kind of prepare to recognize, realize, reset to that truth through October, November, December. Okay, so again, bringing in the collective consciousness of the children, our own inner children, the children that are gracing us as new populations. And all the unity consciousness that already exists, supports, guides, directs, is present. Adding all that energy into the mix. There we go. You can feel it. Your butt, like there's a little bit of a lift off. It's like this, there can be a lightening up of the body. The cells are releasing even more of that old separation energy. So there is literally a lightening up again, an enlightenment of that field. Okay, again, pulling in collective consciousness of the children, all the new generations, all the energy, the unified energy that supports all these new generations. Bringing it into the now. As experience, as expression, as reflection, Set that the kyoko came in, junju wikan. Yeah. There we go. All the way in. Yeah. All the way in. Tata kyoko came in, junju wikan. Yeah, if your feet aren't on the floor, you might want to put them there for a second. Tata kayin jin jin jua kayin da asam. Yo yo we kayin ja da. Yeah, bringing forth all the elements of unity. Yeah, tata kayin jin jua asam. There we go. Letting that unity include, inclusive of all aspects of our human experience, all aspects of this human reality, where we find ourselves, how we find ourselves. All of that information, reset. Realize, recognize. Yeah. Okay, so there's one other, we did a little bit of this, for those of you that are in the New World Portal, we did a little bit of this on Monday too, but there, again, there is a bit of a reorganization happening between the neurological process, the information that runs down through the spinal column and out through the central nervous system. So just allowing, as we're resetting to unity, as we're moving beyond, you might say, some of the dysregulation that was happening in trying to have unity and separation kind of coexist. There's just a, best way I can say it, it's like a little bit of a neurological rewiring. Yeah. Rewiring the neurology to a more unified awareness. Running that information field right down through the cerebral spinal fluid, down through the spine. Literally how the spine articulates, how it moves. Yep, especially down in the small of the back. Where there can be a lot of stress, where we can hold a lot of that change energy. Just releasing it, just open it up, let that energy move all the way from the crown right down to the root, from the neurology right down through the spine to the base of the spine. And it's almost like there's the unity. Hold on a second. Sometimes I talk too fast and then I lose it. So the restructuring from neurology through the spine, through the physical structure, out through the central nervous system, and from the crown, you might say, all the way down to the root. As we allow that to just restructure according to the unified field that we've always been, and we can now recognize, hold, be present to, function from, Kake kinjon joe san to kyo ke yumai injin joe kai jesam. Again, it's just like this movement or this flow of energy. A little bit like a domino effect, you know. Something's just being put in place. That probably is a greater representation. Of who we all are in truth. And a reorientation, especially for the children, then it's like a, you hear it like a freedom, like a release to a field that supports and serves, a unified field that supports and serves. There we go. Open up. There we go. Okay. Anywhere where there is a discharge of information or of energy, we're going to collect up all of that discharge of information so instead of having to move to something, we're simply recognizing what is. It's like the last bits of that separation energy. So like collecting up all of those separation fields, those getting to. The kids have already been it. We've already, our inner children already know it. We're not getting to it as much as we're just shifting our perception back to that reality, back to where that already exists. There we go. Okay. Open. Here we go. Actually, hearing this as we're regulating around unity. Regulating around that unified field. Resetting to what we are in truth. Recognizing. What's right in front of us? What's within us? What is the collective us? There we go. Relax. Here we go. Beautiful. All right. So if we've drifted at all during this process, let's go ahead and start wiggling fingers and toes, stretching arms and legs, rotating our necks, shrugging our shoulders. Three nice deep inhalations and exhalations. And on the third exhale, breathe your eyes open. Breathing your eyes open. Beautiful. If you'd like to put on video, that's great. That's great. Oh, good. Good. Kick you. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, witnessing, noticing, sitting with, choosing that unified field. Great. Choose it, choose it, choose it. Notice what happens with the kids around you. Notice what happens with the inner child. Don't bother trying to figure it out mentally. It's just going to put you right back into separation energy and probably frustrate you. I know it has been me. So I'm a words of wisdom. So yeah, right back into that unified field. All right. Good, good, good. Lots of love, everybody. I'll see you next time. Bye.